What I find very striking is the report Islamic State women have been escaping from a camp in Syria. This is, as I always say, a latent risk. Everyone, every nation who has foreign terrorist fighters, men or women, in these camps, in particular the camps in Syria, which are maintained by the Kurdish forces at the moment, is running a massive risk that this will keep happening. These individuals were not exactly de-radicalized when they went into the camp. Those who were disappointed when they went into the camp, according to some of the humanitarian organizations who try to help the Kurds in running those camps, have been re-radicalized, because now you have the ultra-radicals in combination with those who were disenchanted at the beginning, holed up now for a long time in these camps. If these individuals leave those camps, we have an army of highly radicalized, well-trained, extremely motivated individuals that we would have to deal with. So the question of whether these individuals should be brought back to their home country is, from my personal perspective, a cost-benefit analysis. Obviously, as long as the Kurds do the international community the great favor to take care of these individuals, that is one temporary solution of the problem. However, especially in Europe, the richest nations on this planet should have enough resources to at least take their individuals back, because then they have them under their own control. And the risk that you know where it is far better to handle, even if it costs more money, than a risk where you just don't know what happens. So those women are now gone. What happens if 100 men escape? What happens if 1,000 people escape from these camps? So this is a real risk that today's events, or a couple of days ago, today's reported in the media, events really starkly bring into focus what risks we run if we do not get this thing right now.
Give us a sense of the danger of these networks.
As these events show, these individuals can flee. We have not taken care of, or not great care, of those Afghan veterans in 1989 when the Afghan war ended. They left Afghanistan and then built a network of radical Islamist organizations around the globe that then coalesced into the Al-Qaeda, the original Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. In 2002, again, we did not pay great attention or made any special efforts to take care of the second generation of Afghan veterans, which then gave us the entire global Al-Qaeda affiliate network, including AQAP and others. Now, for the third time, and each time the group of individuals got bigger, a couple of dozen foreigners, then a couple of hundred foreigners. Now we have a couple of thousand, actually a couple of 10,000 foreign terrorist fighters. If we now do the same thing and say, well, as long as they're not in my country, I don't mind, we will have to deal with a much stronger, much better networked, freshly trained and radicalized network of highly dangerous individuals around the globe. At the moment, we have the great advantage that we know where these individuals are. They are in the camps in Iraq and Syria, and the international community needs to find a sustainable solution. What can be done with these individuals? Those who have committed heinous crimes need to face justice. Those who can be de-radicalized, in particular the children, must be de-radicalized and reintegrated in society if at all possible. But the current situation, we just wait for the Kurds to take care and the Iraqi government to take care of us for this problem, is not a smart or sustainable solution, in my personal opinion.
The women that escaped, what is the risk? You believe that they would engage in some kind of terrorist activity, or what do you see as the specific risk?
So according to the press reports, these were helped by individuals who dressed up as security forces, went into the camp, and against a payment, transported these women out of the camp. Now, I don't know what the intention of these specific women were and whether they are highly dangerous individuals or discontented individuals who just wanted to leave the camp and come home, or whether they were super radical individuals who want to build up another terrorist structure in a different country or in Syria. What I'm arguing is that this is proving the case in point. These camps are not a permanent solution to these problems.
Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director of the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.